are back, and today's weather is the equivalent of that football game yesterday, but we ignored that fact and powered through for the John DeBella Show. It is the Daily Podcast on this December 2nd, Monday. Welcome, it's Dave here. We started out by talking board games. It's Cyber Monday. Everyone's maxing out their cards today, and we took a quiz on the now national holiday. Four random facts were shared, as always. L.A. Woman was in Song Stories. Chris Epting joined us for a look at a Styx classic. And we also discussed Let It Bleed and Thinned the Herd of Human Stupidity, plus threw in a turkey total for good measure, as we have finally got the ultimate tally from Tuesday's turkey drop. It's all in here for you. Let's listen. It is the Daily Podcast.
Are you guys all psyched up for doing Cyber Monday shopping? Is that...
I am, but I purchased a television.
Did you?
On Friday, wow. Online. So I jumped the gun on Cyber Monday. I spent $58 on a brand new television.
$58?
Really? I had $175 in gift cards, so I spent $58 on a TV. Oh, is that awesome or what?
I was going to say, is it over 27 inches?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well done. He's stacked.
Well, one of the things you may have missed out on is, I'm not sure if you heard about it, but do you play, you like board games? You like board games?
Oh, yeah. Scrabble.
All right. Yeah. What about Monopoly? You like Monopoly?
I used to. I don't have the patience anymore. But,
Well, you'll have even more impatience when you find out that they've now come up with a brand new, longer version of Monopoly.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Everything is doubled. There are two or three versions of every property, and you only use one die instead of two, so you move around the board slower, right? Why?
Who's this marketed to?
I have no...
It's not like Gen Z is running on patience.
Right? The game doesn't end until someone owns every single property.
No. The game ends when someone flips the game board.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And something tells me it's only going to take about 15 to 20 minutes for that to happen.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette! Speaking of gifts, it is Cyber Monday, right? And let's see if you guys can pass a Cyber Monday test.
Okay? All right.
All right.
Want a cyber?
All right. So what we're going to do is this is yes or BS.
All right.
Okay. I will give you a question, mm-hmm. and you tell me if it's real. Is it yes, that really happened, or it's BS, I made it up.
Gotcha.
Okay. The term Cyber Monday was coined 14 years ago in 2005. Yes or BS?
Hmm.
That's a good one.
I'll say yes to that. That sounds believable.
Yeah.
Yes is correct.
Who was it?
The website shop.org ran a press release in 2005, and it was the first time Cyber Monday was used as an expression.
Shop.org?
Okay, shop.org.
I don't think they're around anymore.
By the following year, we were already spending over $500 million a year on Cyber Monday. Yes or BS?
Quick math.
Yes.
I could say that. Yes.
Yes to that one, too. That is correct.
All right.
All right. We spent approximately $610 million on that first Cyber Monday in 2006.
$2 each.
$2 yep. each. That was it. For the first time ever, Cyber Monday sales dipped last year and were lower than the year before.
BS. There's no way. There's $1 billion spent on Black Friday.
Yeah, but can you always trend upward?
Yes.
I don't know. I'll say BS.
You'll say BS? Yeah. Well, Steve will be right then. Cyber Monday last year was Amazon's single biggest shopping day ever.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. The record for the most money spent on Cyber Monday by one person was $207,982. $207,982.
Wow.
It's a chunk of change. I mean, I believe it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Right.
Yeah, some, you know, billionaire's stay-at-home wife.
Pure BS.
Crap.
I totally made it up. We couldn't find a record for any one person spending money on that date. But on average last year, the average person spent $335 on Cyber Monday.
Wow.
So there are your Cyber Monday facts. Plus, we've got your basic things you do not know, or as we like to call it, random thoughts. Coming up at 6:55. I'll get it out sooner or later.
So I got it. We're with you.
Cyber Monday. All of the deals are online to see. Oh, Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday. They will guarantee that Christmas morning it will be there under the tree. Cyber Monday, so good for me. Shopping naked all day long and no one can see. Cyber Monday, Cyber Monday's working perfectly. Except when someone stole a package that was left for me.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK. And now it's time for
Random
Facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, what do you have for us this morning, Cindy?
Okay, in the opening credits for the first season of Gilligan's Island, there's an American flag flying at half-mast in the background of one shot. That's because it was filmed the day that JFK was shot in 1963.
Wow.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Steve?
In the Canadian Football League's championship game, they give out an MVP award. And then they give out a second award called the Most Valuable Canadian. And that is awarded to somebody on the teams that is actually from Canada.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cute. Very cute.
Guy may not have played a game all season. Dave?
This is interesting. No one really knows what Christopher Columbus looks like because he never had a portrait painted.
So everything that we've ever seen of Christopher Columbus is someone's imagination?
Yeah, it's a lie.
Wow. And lastly this morning, Jimi Hendrix got paid $18,000 for playing at Woodstock, and that was the most that anybody got. A band called Quill got paid the least, $375. And there they are, your
random
facts.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
This is a little weird today because we got a dead guy talking about a dead guy. Okay, all right. Ray Manzarek, who was one of the greatest storytellers we ever had on the air, was a big fan of L.A. Woman and ended up directing a music video 14 years after Jim Morrison died about L.A. Woman. But he had something interesting to say at that time.
L.A. Woman is Jim's love song to Los Angeles. In a way, that's like his final goodbye song to L.A. He wrote that song, and after the album was completed, he was off to Paris and never came back to Los Angeles again. That's a great love song for L.A. I love that song. It's one of my favorites.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bassala. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. He gave us If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow, 50 lyrical lines that helped define the 1970s. He's an author. He's a musicologist. He's our buddy Chris Efting. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, buddy. How are you and your crew?
I am doing well. How's the crew doing?
All right. Tired.
You know, the guys in Styx and I, we've been friends for a real long time. And you want to talk about Angry Young Man. And I got to tell you something. I just always accepted this song. I didn't realize there was this much background in it. So this starts out as Tommy getting on Dennis.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I think if you look at how Styx exists today, you know, Tommy's got the band on the road, and Dennis DeYoung does kind of a Styx show, you know, with his own group. And there's always been this kind of public feud, you know, it's gone on for decades now. Yeah, when Tommy Shaw wrote this, in part it was a message to his bandmate, Dennis DeYoung, who didn't like touring, who often seemed miserable and down, and so he inspires this tune. You know, if you remember, obviously, this and Come Sail Away were really the songs off of Grand Illusion that established Styx as an arena act and put them on the map. And I don't know if you remember back in the early 1980s, 1983 to be exact, 24-year-old guy named Robert Wicks, he'd been fired from his job as a teacher's aide in Brentwood Junior High School in New York, he takes hostage hostages. And during negotiations, he uses a local radio station. It was WBLI.
Oh, I know it well.
And he has them read his messages over the air, and they have to play this song. He orders them to do that as part of the negotiations, which they did. And before he commits suicide, this is the song, Angry Young Man, that becomes kind of like his theme song as he leaves this world. You know, it's one of those weird moments where a song becomes like part of popular culture in the blink of an eye because of what this guy did. And it's, you know, I still think it's a great song. I think it's different because it's not a Dennis DeYoung song, which many of the Styx hits were. You know,
right.
It's a different kind of feel to it. And I think, what gave the band kind of a diverse sound and still sounds great today. What are your memories from knowing these guys? What was your feeling about them back then?
I always thought that Dennis was a little aloof back then. It was just I didn't know him that well. I mean, he's such a goofball. Every time he's on with us, he's hysterical. And he's got great stories and, you know, and great musical knowledge. So it was kind of like a divorce, you know, with friends of mine. You know, I'll tell them, don't ask me to take a side because I'll leave both of you.
Right,
you
right.
Know? So that's, I've always been friendly with Dennis and I've always been friendly with JY and Tommy. So, you know,
I would encourage people if you check out Dennis DeYoung, his personal Facebook page, which anybody can follow along to, he writes on there himself. And to your point, he's a funny, crazy, off the wall writer who tells amazing stories. And it's him. You can tell it's him doing it. It isn't a publicist thing like that. And he's got a ton of personality. And maybe these guys mellow as the years go on a little bit and don't take it all so seriously. But this song definitely pointed toward a rift or at least some tension that existed between these two, I mean, arguably super talented guys that just maybe had a different view of the world at that time.
All right. Well, let's get to this music before my angry young listeners start complaining about us just talking about the song and not playing it. He is Chris Epting, and we're Classic Rock 102. 2.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I get it.
What? Are you missing a couple of buttons?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Strictly for laughs.
102.9.
You know.
MGK.
That's not bad. That's pretty clever.
And to keep you up to speed about things that are coming up, this coming Thursday, the 5th, is the 50th anniversary of the Rolling Stones' Let It Bleed, one of my favorite Rolling Stones albums. I've always had a hard time between Let It Bleed and Beggar's Banquet. Beggar's Banquet.
Which were next to each other, I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, one right after the other.
Yep.
And just great. Just great. So many great songs. You Can't Always Get What You Want. Give Me Shelter's on there. Love in Vain. All right.
Midnight Rambler.
Midnight, my favorite.
Yep.
That's my favorite song of everything that came off of that album. All right. I just love it to death. So we're going to be paying attention to that in a big way this coming Thursday. And at 10 o'clock, the H-Man, Tony Harris, will have a special edition of Jones of the Stones, tracking side two of the album. So you get Midnight Rambler. You got the Silver. Monkey Man. Oh, I forgot about Monkey Man was on that, right? And you can't always get what you want. So all of that happened, and this coming Thursday.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
Send the herd.
There's a 27-year-old guy named Brett Brzezinski from Blakely, Pennsylvania, out west. All right, and last week, he and his girlfriend were picking up his 20-year-old sister, Brianna Brzezinski. There's a lot to say. Brianna Brzezinski, right, picking her up from work. Well, she got into an argument with her brother about who was going to sit in the front seat, either her or his girlfriend. Well, it got really serious to the point where they started physically fighting. And when the cops showed up, Brett took off in a high-speed chase with his girlfriend hanging out of the car window.
Wow.
When Brett finally stopped because of a traffic jam, him and his sister both got out and attacked the cops.
Whoa.
All right? They were both arrested and charged with assault and a resisting arrest. Brett's girlfriend was in charge. The cops said that she's a victim, and she filed a restraining order against the entire Brzezinski family.
In the herd.
Steve?
All right, I have your gross story for the morning.
Okay.
So two drivers in Largo, Florida got into a road rage argument. One of them was a 61-year-old guy named David Whipperman, and we do not know the woman's name because it was not released. It's not clear what started their argument. But at some point, David got out of his truck, walked over to the woman's car, and she rolled down her window so that she could apologize for whatever she had done
that's nice.
To piss him off. Well, he responded by spitting whatever food he was chewing in his mouth into her mouth.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah, the cops investigated what happened, and he was charged with felony battery.
Oh, God. In the herd.
Your turn, Dave.
All righty. It's not going to be that gross, but it's official. The Superman Clark Kent disguise doesn't work in real life.
Okay.
I think we all know what I'm talking about. There's a 30-year-old guy in England named David Springthorpe, and he had a warrant out for several shoplifting charges, so he very cleverly disguised himself by wearing glasses. Unfortunately, he
Just glasses.
Clark Kent style. Unfortunately, he overlooked the giant neck tattoo that he also had.
Oh, boy.
And also his left ear Dumbo's out. One ear Dumbo's out. That's it. So the cops easily disguised him. They swept him up off the street and arrested him. He was sentenced to 30 weeks in jail.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, it's not just time for this guy to stop driving drunk. It's time for him to stop driving, period. 21-year-old guy named Clemente Torres was driving into a gas station in Chandler, Arizona last month when he lost control of his Ford Mustang and crashed into the gas pump. It went up in flames.
Oh, boy.
Other peoples ran away while Clemente tried to put out the massive fire by dumping a jug of water on it. When that didn't work, he just took off. The cops tracked him down, and his blood alcohol level was 0.241.
Whoa.
Right, that's three times the legal limit. He's facing several charges, including impaired driving, aggravated assault, leaving the scene of an accident, and endangerment.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John, yes. Wait, what?
Yep.
Oh, God.
John DeBella.
I am speechless.
102.9 MGK.
And Debbie is here, and you know who else is here?
Who?
All right, Quinn from
Athletine. Good.
Good morning, Quinn.
Good morning.
How are you? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was so good. It was so good. And in part, thanks to you guys.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you some other questions. Now, you stayed home this year, right? Last year, you went up to Boston.
Yeah, I was home this year, had everybody over at my place, and big dinner, big family, the whole thing.
All right. And your husband, because your husband had an operation of some kind, he's doing well?
He's hanging in there, back at work today.
Oh,
so.
Okay. All right. Well, you could have dragged it out for a few more days. Well, we are at the point where we need to know some information, my dear lady. So if you would be so kind, what is our grand total for this year's turkey drop?
The grand total is 11,533 turkeys.
Wow.
So huge.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I don't know if we can ever top that. That's 11,533, is that what you said?
533. Isn't that amazing?
That is absolutely amazing. Thank you, everybody who took part in this. Hopefully this is going to cover you guys not only for Thanksgiving, but you'll be covered for Christmas as well.
I think we will be this year. Thank you so much, John. And thanks to your listeners. They're amazing.
No, you're right. Don't thank me. Thank them. They're the ones who come through each and every year. So thank you, Quinn.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.